ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर सेवेन chapter is entitled What Prahlada Learned in the Womb. Text 48. Tasmad Arthas Cha Kamas Cha Dharmas Cha Yat Apasrayaha भजतानिह यात्मानं अनिहं हरिं ईश्वरं तस्माद् अर्थाश्च कामाश्च धर्माश्च यत् अपाश्रयः भजता अनिहात्मानं अनिहं हरिमीश्वरः तस्माद् अर्थाश्च कामाश्च धर्माश्च यद् अपाश्रयः भजता निहात्मानं अनिहं हरिमीश्वरं तस्माद् अर्थाश्च कामाश्च धर्माश्च यत् अपाश्रयः भजतानि अन्यात्मानं अनिहं हरिमीश्वरम्। वर्ड मीनिंग तस्मात् देयरफोर अर्थः एम्बिशंस फॉर इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट च एंड कामः ambitions for satisfaction of the senses, cha also dharma duties of religion, cha and yat apan whom apasrayaha dependent bhajataha worship, anihaya without desire for them, आत्मानम् द सुपर सोल, अनिहम् इंडिफरेंट, हरिम् द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, ईश्वरम् द लॉर्ड. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाई डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. ट्रांसलेशन, द फोर प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ एडवांसमेंट इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ, धर्म, अर्थ, काम एंड मोक्ष, ऑल डिपेंड ऑन द डिस्पोजिशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. देयरफॉर my dear friends, follow in the footsteps of devotees without desire, fully depend upon the disposition of the Supreme Lord. Worship Him, the Super Soul, in devotional service. Please repeat the four principles of advancement in spiritual life: dharma, artha, kama and moksha. All depend on the disposition of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, my dear friends, follow the footsteps of devotees without desire, fully depend upon the disposition of Supreme Lord. Worship Him, the Super Soul, in devotional service. Purport. These are words of intelligence. Everyone should know that in every stage of life, we are dependent upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the dharma, religion, which we accept should be that which is recommended by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavata Dharma. This is the instruction of Krishna: Sarva Dharmam Paritajya Mam Ekam Saranam Braja. To take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna means to act according to the rules and regulations of Bhagavata Dharma, devotional service. As far as economic development is concerned, we should discharge our occupational duties but fully depend on the lotus feet of Lord for the results. Karmani badhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachan. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. According to one's position, one should perform his duties, but for the results, one should fully depend upon Krishna. Narottama Das Thakur sings that our only desire should be to perform the duties of Krishna consciousness. We should not be misled by the karma mimamsa philosophy, which concludes that if we work seriously, the result will come automatically. This is not fact. The ultimate result depends upon the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In devotional service, therefore, the devotee completely depends upon the Lord and honestly performs his occupational duties. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends to depend completely on Krishna and worship Him in devotional service. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurubhye Namaha. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जन भूतले स्वयं रूपः पदामहं ददाति शो पदांतिकं. वन्दे अहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanitanscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Tasmat Arthascha Kamascha Dharmascha Yadapasayah Bhajata Nihatmanam Aniham Harimeshwaram. The four principles of advancement in spiritual life, dharma, artha, kama and moksha, all depend on the disposition of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, my dear friends, follow in footsteps of devotees without desire. Fully depend upon the disposition of the Supreme Lord. Worship Him, the Super Soul, in devotional service. So, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining and also sometimes he is advising about to his classmates, to his friends, what he learned in the womb of his mother, Kayadhu. In the previous verse, it is already explained, the living entity receives one type of body and by performing actions with that body, he creates another. Thus, he transmigrates from one body to another through repeated birth and death because of his gross ignorance. So, the real duty of a living entity is to perform devotional service to the Supreme Lord, because Jibera Swarupa Hai Krishnaira Nitya Das. Our eternal identity is we are the eternal servant of Krishna. But because we have forgotten our position, so we are suffering in this material world. And again we are accepting a material body. So that's why as long as we have material body, there are material sufferings. So in this verse particularly is explained about four principles of life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Prabhupada explained very nicely these four things. Dharma means Bhagavata dharma. Dharma to sakhyat, Bhagavat pranitam. So what is Bhagavat? Bhagavan is telling about dharma, and Prabhupada is quoting, sarva dharma, paridejya, mam ekam, saranam raja. That is dharma, that is real dharma. This is Bhagavata dharma. Just Krishna is advising, Just surrender unto me. If you surrender completely to Krishna, you have no other dharma to follow. That is the real dharma. Because Krishna is telling, अनन्यश्चिन्तयन्तमां ये जना पैपासते तेषां नित्यभ्युक्तानां योगो क्षेमं वहाम्यहम्। इफ समवन इज फुली सरेंडर्ड टू कृष्णा एंड कृष्णा इज टेलिंग आई पर्सनली प्रिजर्व व्हाट ही हैज एंड ऑल्सो फुलफिल हिज डिजायर व्हाट ही इज ए डिजायर इन फ्यूचर टू अचीव। सो दैट इज कृष्णा इज आवर ओनली विल यू सर फ्रेंड एज एन एंड ऑफ द फिफ्थ चैप्टर कृष्णा इज टेलिंग भुक्तारं यज्ञ तपसा सर्वलोक महेश्वरम सुहृदं सर्वभूतानां ज्ञान्त्वामं संतिरिष्यति। वन कैन अचीव पीस एंड हैप्पीनेस इफ सरेंडर टू कृष्ण बिकॉज ही इज द अल्टीमेट एंजॉयर ऑफ ऑल सेक्रीफाइसेस आर नॉट एंड वी एक्सेप्टेड हिम एज इज ओनली वेल वी सर फ्रेंड एंड सरेंडर अन टू हिम देन डेफिनेटली ही इज विल बी क्वालिफाइड टू अचीव पीस एंड हैप्पीनेस। There is no other way. That's why Prahlad Maharaj is advising that everything depends upon Krishna. Whether if you are ready to follow the path of dharma or religious principles, then the conclusion of the all religions is to surrender unto Krishna, to surrender him. That is the ultimate principles of dharma. Similarly, Prabhupada ji can explain it. Kama means we have material desires. We may have so many desires and we also act accordingly. We will try our best, endeavoring or working very hard to achieve something. But unless there is sanction of Krishna, we cannot achieve the ultimate result. In Bhagavad Gita, we see in 18th chapter, there is a 14th verse, Krishna is explaining that five reasons of activities, adhisthanam, tathakarta, karanam cha puthak vidham, then ultimately there are puthak chesta, vividastra puthak chesta, then finally daiva chayvatra panchamam. अधिष्ठानं तथा कर्ता कारणं च पृथक भेदं विविधं च पृथक चेष्टा दैव चैवात्र पंचमं। श्री गौरनिताय की जय। कृष्ण बलराम की जय। राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय। सो वी हैव दिस मेटेरियल बॉडी एंड देन कर्ता इज द लिविंग एंटिटी देन देयर इज अ डिफरेंट ने वी हैव सेंसेस एंड विद दिस बॉडी एंड सेंसेस वी ट्राई अवर बेस्ट वी एंडेवर in different ways, but finally the result, that is daiva chaivatra panchamam, the fifth reason is, that is daiva. Unless it is sanctioned by daiva or super soul or the supreme personal of Godhead, you cannot achieve the result. So that's why to achieve or to become success in our life, you depend upon Krishna. Dharma, artha, kama and ultimately moksha. But Prabhupada is telling, Narottama Das Thakur says that actually some people, they follow the karma kanda vidhi. There's three sections of Veda: karma kanda, jnana kanda and upasana kanda, or that is called also bhakti. About 95% of Veda is simply the description of karma kanda. You do something and achieve something. You act certain way and then you achieve certain result. And the jnana kanda, sometimes mayavad is the follow, and the ultimate goal is the thinking, merging into Brahman, the mukhya. But very bhakti is very separately mentioned in Veda. But Narottama Das Thakur is recommending that Prabhupada is telling that karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakali, viserobhanda, amrita valiya jehu khai, nana joni sei phire, कदर्जय भक्षण करे तारा जन्म अधपते जाए। इफ समवन थिंक्स दैट दिस कर्मकांड सेक्शन ऑफ वेद इज परफेक्ट और द ज्ञानकांड इज परफेक्ट, देन ही विल सिंपली ट्रैवल इन डिफरेंट बॉडीज, वन बॉडी आफ्टर अनदर इन 84 लाख ऑफ स्पेसिस। देयर नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ अचीविंग liberation or getting free from the cycle of birth and death. So he's telling karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakali visera kanda. Visera means this is the pot of the full of poison. But due to ignorance, due to not surrendering to Krishna, due to an illusion by the influence of the external potency of the Lord, then one thinks that this is the real goal of the life. Karma kanda. We ask for different sense gratification, we worship different demigods. We want to get some Lakshmi. Generally people, they follow the karma kanda section of Veda, then they worship Lakshmi Devi. You want money, worship Lakshmi. You want to free from some disease, you have to worship sun god. Or you want to become a successful big engineer, then you have to worship Vishwakarma. Like this, different demigods are there. You have to worship someone, then you achieve something. But they don't, they forget that the ultimate sanctioner is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Krishna is telling, those who are worshipping different demigods, that is also worship of Krishna, but abhidhi purvakam. This is abhidhi purvakam, that is not real, proper way to worshipping Krishna. We are indirectly worshipping, but through other demigods. But ultimately, the result one can achieve when Krishna senses. So, that's why Prahlad Maharaj is telling, what is the value of just independently acting or following the karmakanda principles of Veda, or independently endeavoring to achieve moksha. We have to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless we surrender, there is no question of in success in our life. So, Prabhupada is telling, karmani badhika raste ma phalesu kadachana. He is quoting from Bhagavad Gita. We have right to act. We have to, because according to following the varnasrama principles, so everyone has to perform their duties. Varnasrama charavrata purusena parahapuman Vishnu aradhyate pantha nanyastat tosakarinam. According to varnasrama principles also, we are as a brahmachari or grahastha vanaprastha sannyasi or is in varnas in brahmana khatriya vaishya sudra, we have to act according to our own nature. Sometimes the living entity is forced to act according to his nature. But finally, if he is not dependent on Krishna, he is not surrendered to Krishna, or he did not understand what is the goal of life, that is to please the Supreme Lord, Sangsiddhi Haritosanam, to satisfy the Krishna, that is the goal. We may follow the very strictly the varnasrama principles, but if you will not aimed at how to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if we are not surrendered to Krishna, then our life may not be successful. We have right to perform our prescribed duties, but we are not entitled to the fruits of the action. According to one's position, one should perform his duties, but for the results, one should fully depend upon Krishna. So there is many examples how the devotees, they depend upon Krishna. Those that depend upon Krishna, what happened to them? And who will not depend upon Krishna, what happened to them? We see in Mahabharata, the Pandavas, they are always depend upon Krishna. They are surrendered souls. Maybe temporarily they suffer, in many instances they suffer, but ultimately they achieve happy and peacefulness because of surrendering to Krishna. Ultimately, they are the winner in the Mahabharata battle. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is appointed as the emperor of the world. And they are ultimately surrendered to Krishna. So Krishna protected them. But on the other hand, we see Duryodhana. He was also, sitting on the throne, because his father was emperor and he was like a prince. But because he was envious of the devotees, like Pandavas, and he was not believing in Krishna, He is not thinking Krishna is a... He was thinking Krishna is just an ordinary man. Because we see when Krishna himself come on behalf of Pandavas as a mediator, he came and he asked, please, to Dhritarashtra, just beg to give 5 villages to 5 Pandavas. And entire world they can rule without any opposition. But still, Duryodhana was not ready to hear from the Supreme Lord. Rather, he told, no, I cannot give him a small piece of land, that is maybe coming in tip of a needle. I cannot give anything without war. And when he told, arrest this Krishna, he is coming from the side of Pandavas. Duryodhana even tried to arrest Krishna. So when Krishna, he just laughed and just he saw his little, Virat Rupa, universal form. Then he looked and he's thinking, oh, this is, he knows some black magic, He maybe knows some black magic and so he, such a huge feature, this guy is manifesting himself in this way. So that is the non-devotees, those who are karmis and jnanis and yogis, very difficult to convince them about the supreme position of Krishna. The karmis like Duryodhana, they are not believing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So ultimately, they again and again they suffer in this material world. That is telling, that previous verse is telling, again and again we are just circulating in the cycle of birth and death. According to our karma in this life, then we are preparing another body for the next life. If in this life we surrender to Krishna and perform devotional service, that is Prahlad Maharaj is advising in this verse, the Supreme Lord worship him, the super soul, in devotional service. So he is advising to serve Krishna, to surrender to Krishna, perform devotional service. In this word, in this verse is the word Harim and Ishwaram, these two words is mentioned for Krishna. Harim means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defines the ori in this word Hari. Hari means Sarva Amangala Hare Prema Diya Hare Man. Amangala Hare means he takes if someone worships Krishna or Hari, then all inauspicious will be disappear. He will, that is all auspicious. All auspiciousness he will achieve in his life. He removes all inauspiciousness. That is Hari. Sarva Amangala Hare Prema Diya Hare Man. He also benedicted us with prema, love of God. So actually there are so many Haris, but who gives up love of Godhead? Who is distributing love of Godhead? Which Hari? There are so many Haris, like Rama Hari, Krishna Hari, Gaura Hari. Actually Gaura Hari, he distributes love of Godhead. So is a Prahlad Maharaj, Harim Ishwaram is Hari. He takes away all inauspiciousness, and also he distributes love of Godhead who surrendered to him. And he is Ishwara, he is the ultimate controller. He is the ultimate controller. Unless you surrender to him, there is no question of achieving any result in your life. You can no question of achieving peace and happiness. So we should not be misled by the karma mimamsa philosophy. That's why that you work hard, Prabhupada is telling, karma mimamsa is telling, if you work hard, then your result will ultimately, you will get a big result. The karma mimamsa philosophy is by Jaimini. Jaimini Rishi is the acharya for karma mimamsa philosophy. That is all. They do not believe in Krishna. They just believe according to your own hard work, just like demons. If you work hard, then you will get better result. But we see sometimes we work hard, but we will not get the better result. because there is Daiva Chaivatra Panchaman. There is Krishna is also there. Unless he sanctioned, unless Krishna sanctioned, then how can one achieve the result? That's what Prabhupada is telling. That result will come automatically if you work seriously or hard. This is the Karma Mimamsa philosophy. But this is not a fact. The ultimate result is depend upon will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is, and one can satisfy the Supreme Lord only by devotional service. So the Karma Mimamsa philosophy is not correct. We cannot please the Supreme Lord by karma, by working hard. And working hard and like the present day civilization, that is in school, college, universities, they simply teaching this philosophy that how to work hard and how to achieve money, that is for your sense gratification. This is not the proper way of progress in life. So that is why Prabhupada is rejecting this in his purport. He is telling this is actually not the proper way of pleasing the Supreme Lord. The ultimate goal is to serve the Lord. But karma is not this karma. Karma means there is a bikarma, there is karma, there is also a karma. Those who are doing specifically bikarma, they are definitely go to hell. But those who are doing karma, they are also not please this Supreme Lord. They do karma by according to Vedic injections, but simply satisfy the demigods to achieve some sense gratificatory things. The final they may be achieve the heavenly planets. But akarma, that is without any result, is some. Giving result to Supreme Lord is someone is working for the satisfaction of the Lord only. Then finally he will develop to the stage, he will come to the stage of pure devotional service and achieve the goal. So otherwise the Karma Mimamsa philosophy that is given by Jaimini Muni is not perfect. Similarly Karma Jnana, some people they follow the path of knowledge. But knowledge itself is not perfect unless one accepts the path of devotional service. Their knowledge, also material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. So knowledge means here that is spiritual knowledge, that we have to understand. I am not this body, I am a soul. That is like Mayavadis, they also come to this platform. I am not body, I am soul. This is Brahma, this is not Brahma, this is not Brahma, this is Brahma, like that. Simply speculating whole life. But unless they surrender, they also not get any result. That's why Krishna is telling in Gita, Bahunang Janmana Mante Jnana Banman Man Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlava. After many, many lifetimes, such persons who follow the path of knowledge, maybe they realize that Vasudeva, Lord Sri Krishna, is the cause of all causes. Then finally they surrender. Even the yogis, jnanis, then yogis, they were meditating the super soul in their heart. But they are not qualified to achieve Krishna. They may become realize the Paramatma, that is, he is sitting in everyone's heart. But unless someone accepts the pure devotional service, following the guidance of the Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they cannot achieve the ultimate goal, the Goloka Vrindavan. They may be yogi, maybe by meditating, maybe achieve Lord Vishnu. Kiradaka Sai Vishnu is residing as super soul in everyone's heart. But previously also our different acharyas, they are also gave us bhakti to some extent, like Madhavacharya and Ramanuja Acharya, they preached bhakti. But that is the vidhi bhakti. By following that path, we can achieve the Vaikuntha Loka. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning, that's why Chaitanya Krishnadas Kaviraj is writing that after when the Krishna performs his pastimes in end of Dwaraka, then he returned back to his own abode. Then he was thinking how these people in this material world, they return back to Goloka Vrindavan, because everyone is going simply to Vaikuntha, even following the principles of bhakti by the other acharyas, Ramanuja and Madhavacharya, they are simply achieving the abode of Vaikuntha or Narayana Loka, Lakshmi Narayan. They are thinking the our worship of Lord is Lakshmi Narayan. But that's why Krishna was thinking, how can these peoples come to the Goloka unless you perform some the pure devotional service? They did not know, I mean, what is theirs. There was Sakya Rasa and Vatsalya Rasa and Madhurya Rasa. They are not unknown to them. They are simply thinking about Santa and Dasya and servitorship. They want to just come to Vaikuntha following these two principles, Santa and Dasya Rasa. That's why Krishna himself was thinking, unless they come to Goloka, they cannot come to the other rasas like Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. That's why he himself appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dayakari So Parsada Siyo Dhamma Saha Avatari Atyanta Durlabha Prema Karibare Dana Sikhaye Saranagati Bhakatero Prana. That's why Krishna himself appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and with his personal example, he teaches the principles of pure devotional service, how to perform pure devotional service, how to achieve the abode, this supreme abode of Goloka Vrindavan. So these principles like karma, jnana, yoga, they are not make us qualify to enter the Goloka Vrindavan. That's why Mahaprabhu came with the Harinama Sankirtana, that is Golokera Premadhana. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. So Mahaprabhu bring this Harinama Sankirtana, this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Mahaprabhu, he brought this Mahamantra, that is the Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana, and he personally preached how to do Sankirtan. So in this age of Kali, if someone is fortunate, then he follows this, he surrendered to Gauranga or Krishna, and he accepted this Jugadharma Harinama Sankirtana. In this age, there is no other way. Iti Sodasakang Namna, Kalau, Kalmasanasana, Nato Porotara Upaya, Sarva Vedesu Prishyate. Brahma told to Narada, I made a research of all the Vedic literatures, Vedas, Upanishads, everything. But there is no other way. There is only one way in this age of Kali. By chanting this 16 syllables, or 16 words and the 32 syllables of this mantra. By chanting this mantra offenselessly, then one can achieve the goal of life. That is Krishna Prem. That is the goal of life. Other acharyas, they told this just like this verse is telling. There are four purusartha: dharma, artha, kama and mokya. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told there is another purusartha above these four. That is love of Godhead. Achieving love of Godhead. Krishna ne prema kumartha mahan. So that's why to achieve that purusartha, panchama purusartha, the love of Godhead, we have to surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, and by following his footprints in this age of Kali, we can make our life successful. That's why in 11th canto, 5th chapter, about 33 verse, this is mentioned that Krishna Varna Tvisa Krishnam Sanga Panga Straparsadam Jaggi Sankirtana Prayair Yajanti Hi Sumedhasa. Sumedhasa means most intelligent persons in this age of Kali. they take shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Krishna Varna. This he's a Krishna, but he's an all Krishna. He appeared not in blackish form. He Radha Bhava Subalita Tanu, he accept the bodily, he wore bodily color of Radharani and his mood, and her mood, Radharani's mood. So he appeared as Gauranga, Krishna Varna, Tvisa, all Krishna. He is not alone, Sangha, Panga, Astra, Parsad. He is there, there is Gauranga, Nityananda, Advaita, they are in Vishnu Tattva. There is Sangha, Upanga, there is other, and associates are there also, Gadadhara, Sivasa, Adi, Gaura, Bhakta, Vrinda. Then he has an Astra. Then actually, Jiva Goswami is telling his Astra is his beauty. He is so beautiful, Lord Chaitanya, because he is Radha and Krishna both. Krishna is Madana Mohana, he is so beautiful. But even Gauranga, because he is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya, because he combined form of Radha and Krishna. She is extremely beautiful. Anyone just saw him, he is influenced by his beauty. And same thing, Nation Prabhupada also in one purport, actually Mahaprabhu brought this Narayana Astra, this Hare Krishna Mantra is also Narayana Astra, to defeat the influence of the Kali, to defeat Kali. That's why this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Sangha Panga Astra Parsada. Everything then Mahaprabhu appeared with these things. He gave us this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, Bhakati Vinoda Prabhura Charane Padiya Sai Harinama Mantra Laila Magiya. So we are following the footprints of the Acharyas, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. So in this age of Kali, we must chant offenselessly. Niroparadhe Nama Laila Pai Premadhan. Kali Kalera Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan. So, when we chant offenselessly, then actually we will achieve the goal of life, that is Krishna Prema. There is no other way. There is no karma, jnana, yoga, all this, even moksha. Even you follow the vidhi bhakti, the teachings of other acharyas. But unless you surrender to Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no question of achieving Krishna Prema. No question of entering into the Goloka Vrindavan. So we have to follow Mahaprabhu. He gives us this path, how to achieve Krishna Prema. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajisatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajabadhu Varagena Ja Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Bumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatro Dara Naparaha. That is the beautiful verse. This is composed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He told that our worshipable Lord is Brajendra Nandani Krishna. And Aradhya Bhagavan, and his eternal pastime place, that is Vrindavan, is also worshipable for us. And how to achieve the goal, how to make our life successful? By following the footprints of the Vrajavasis. Vrajabadhu Vargena Ja Kalpita. By loving, we have to learn how to love Krishna. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Jadi Kutopi Labhyate Lowlyam Api Ekalamulyam Koti Janma Sukruti Rapi Na Labhyate. That is Rupa Goswami is advising. So you try to know how to love Krishna. If you have lobha, if you are greedy to achieve Radha Krishna's lotus feet, then you can achieve. Develop that following the footprints of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, it is not possible following other path. No karma, no jnana, no yoga, and no other vidhi bhakti. If you follow very strictly the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and his followers, like Srila Prabhupada, then we can achieve our goal. Hare Krishna. So it is already time. Any question or comment?
What do you mean by Shantarasa?
Santarasa. Santarasa, you know the greatness of God, but we have no desire for serving Him. Santarasa means like tree in the dham. There is tree, there is peacocks, there is cow, there is different animals. So they are considered in Santarasa. Dasya means, Dasya, you understand Dasya. So, okay. Yes.
Once there was an argument between Draupadi Maharani and Yudhishthira Maharaj, and Draupadi was insisting on karma, and Yudhishthira Maharaj was saying, "What is destined in our life will get it." So,
Draupadi, what is Yudhishthira Maharaj telling?
What is destined in our life that we will get it? So Draupadi said, if you are not sowing the seeds, all the crops will come. And the Yudhishthira Maharaj was saying, if there is no rains, what the sowing will do? So what we should think about it? What is the result? What should
this is a, if you are in surrender to Krishna, even then everything will be auspicious. Like in Mahabharata war, there is who is there? One person. What is your name? No. The one person is what? That is Arjuna. Took a vow. I must kill this person before sunset. What is your name?
Jayadrath.
So what happened? All the warriors were guarding him. Bhishma, Drona, Karna, so many boundaries. Because they told how is Kai reach Jayadratha before sunset. He cannot defeat one, he have to defeat everyone to reach Jayadratha. There is Bhishma, there is Drona, there is Karna, there is so many, Sarlo, so many people. But so ultimately out and in, it seems that sun is now already set. But what happened? So Jayadratha, so now Arjuna is going to die because he has to fulfill his vow. He told Arjuna, now you have to enter the fire. Go enter fire. Then he come very near. Arjuna also thinking to put some dry woods and sacrifice an arena, then he will enter into the fire. Krishna told, when he came very close, then Krishna told Arjuna, kill him now. Look, sun is in sky. Immediately sun come out. Jasyangaya bhamati sambhruta kala chakra. If someone is depend upon Krishna, he will ultimately get auspicious as well. That's why he is telling the sarva dharma and paritejya maam ekam sarvam braja. There is no need to follow any other principle. So simply surrender to Krishna. Surrender to him, he will take care of you. That is the message. Okay, any question?
Before this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought, before this Narada Muni used to ask Prahlada Maharaj, Guru Maharaj to chant Om Namo Bhagavadeva Sahari Vaya. So can you say what is the difference between the both of them?
According to this, the qualification of the disciples, the spiritual master guides them accordingly. So Dhruva Maharaj, the same Narada Muni gave Dhruva Maharaj this mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. This is Dvadasa Akhyar mantra. Then he gave the Om Namo Narayana. This mantra he gave to whom? To Prahlad. So same Narada Muni, according to the situation of this particular Yuga, Kali Yuga, she gave us this mantra. So you know, we have to follow Narada Muni. He is the Acharya Bhakti. So for Kali Yuga peoples, he brought this mantra from his father, whom? From Brahma. Brahma gave this mantra to Narada and Narada preached this mantra. So Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed this same. Okay. So, any other question? Yes.
Uh,
Maharaj explained that Kshatriyas means you have a desire to serve the Lord.
You have no desire to serve the Lord, but you know the greatness of the Lord.
You have no desire to serve the Lord. There is a desire to serve the Lord or not? You want to ask that?
Your service starts from Dasya Rasa. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsa, then Santarasa, then generally they know the greatness of the Lord, but they, when see the Lord, they pray, they also chant many stutis, they can pray, but not practical service. Understand?
Means chanting Hare Krishna
is
a practical service?
Huh?
Chanting Hare Krishna means, is it
to chant? Chanting Hare Krishna in different stages. Which stage you are chanting, I don't know. If you are chanting like in a pure love way, without offense, like Haridas Thakur, this is devotional service. We are in offensive stage, then Niraparadhe Namalaile Pai Premadhan. So, anyhow, devotional chanting Hare Krishna, if you are in pure platform, then it's okay. Then you cannot stop chanting. You will chant day and night like Haridas Thakur. You will achieve that stage. The Harinam will not come out from, you cannot stop chanting. Your lip will always move with Harinam. You're moving, your lip is moving always. Okay. So any other question? Yes. Prahlad Maharaj, he is telling you what is the position of Prahlad Maharaj. In Druhak Bhagavatamrita it is mentioned like that. There is example is given Prahlad Maharaj. But actually Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj himself making the statement. The Nrisimhadeva just appeared in front of me. He maybe took me in and put in his lap. I was sitting, but I did not get any service opportunity like Hanuman. Hanuman gets so many service opportunities. That's why Prahlad Maharaj is lamenting that I did not get any practical service for the Lord. So, but that is an example in Bhagavata Bhagavatamrita. Hanuman is giving an example in Santa, in Dasya. Okay. Different devotees have different opinion about Prahlad Maharaj. So according to Bhagavata Bhagavatamrita is showing the position of Prahlad Maharaj, like Prahlad Maharaj himself is expressing his opinion that he was lamenting that I did not get any service, practical service to the Lord. Hanuman is so fortunate, he gets so many service opportunity. So any other question? Comment? Yes. Give the mic.
Krishna. Lord Krishna is saying that Saradharma Tatyate Mamekam Shamanda. But also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, Yesham Mantirana Papa, Janana Mundekatana, Tedhanu Mundekatana, Mukta Vidante Mundekatana. So for surrendering, one has to become.
That is before. That is before. What he told Krishna, Jasa Mantanganta Papam, Jananang Punya Karmanang, Tedvandam Hone Rukta Bhajdev. This before. So when he told in the end, he told, give up all other advice, just surrender unto me. Understand? That is means Sarvadharman Paritejya. He told, what, oh Arjuna, I gave so many advice to you. Now he gave up everything, just surrender to me. Okay? Forget everything, just surrender. He told everything. Varna, ashrama, what Kshatriya, what is Kshatriya's activity, what is Brahmana's activity, what is everything he described. What is sannyasa, what is jvaga, yoga, niskama karma, yoga, everything Krishna described. Sankhya, karma, jnana, everything. Then finally he told, sarva dharma anparitej, gave up everything, surrender unto me. If someone surrendered to Krishna, all his duty finished. Krishna will take care of. How to surrender in this age? Principle is simply chant offenselessly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We cannot do this. That's why we have so many activities. Haridas Thakur could do this. He has no other activity. Haridas Namacharya, he was chanting day and night. So Lord is providing his prasad. He was not coming to see Jagannath, but Jagannath, as Gauranga, is going to every day to give him darshan. So, but we cannot do this. In one morning walk, Prabhupada is telling, actually our real activity is to 24 hours chant Hare Krishna, then be happy. But we cannot do this. That's why we have seen different activities. I gave you different service. You can do this, that. This service, that service, this. Somehow or other engage our senses for the service of Krishna. It's not so easy to chant. Prabhupada went, told to, just first he told 64 round. No. Can't 8 hour chanting, no. 34 rounds also after 1 week, they return back. No, it is also not possible. Finally it was minimum 16 rounds. But the chanting time you cannot chant, so they at least work for Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Uchyate. Engage your senses. Service of Rishikesa, the master of senses, Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.